Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and it's the ninth day of the month of May in the year of 2018. So we'll clear that for everybody. Get rid of the energetic cords that are attaching you to today and going back every year probably of your life and then maybe then some. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that one timeline is released from you, we'll say. And you still could be on, you know, timelines that didn't get taken away. So let's bring up the light being on your monitor screen. Give you peace energy into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, here we go. Let's clear that from you. So think of something that's happened to you that you got engaged with, that you connected yourself to. We'll release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if Michelle's out of the vocal tuning room and the dress room and everything else on BBS radio. So are you ready to go with the microphone, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, welcome. Hi, Ron. welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship Show. As many of you know, we do have a new email address. So if you want to email us at that, I can give you that address. If you want to write it down, it's blsquestions@bbsradio.com. So that probably makes sense to a lot of people who have been listening for a while. It's CLS Questions is what it always was, but now it's bbsradio.com. So that's fantastic news. It's just going to be a little cleaner for us to read and nicer to look at. So thank you for writing in. And we take questions, as you know. And it looks like we have all the emails from the previous email address, so we're still going to continue reading those. And that's about it. So, Ron, would you like me to read an email and just start that way?
Yeah, just start reading them off. We'll see what we have there of interest.
Okay, let's see here. So, let me see. Okay. This goes back to last Wednesday's show that I did. It says, where do I find the list of timelines that Michelle talked about on her show? There are 7. There actually isn't a list of those. I was actually giving you those words, which it looks like the person has them all written down quite nicely. And you're to write that after your name. So the first one that's regular is going to be just your name. And then the next one is going to be your name and the word vortex. And then the word, your name and then the word tangent. Your name and then the word sideways. Your name and then the word upside down. Your name and then the word invisible. And then your name and the last one is muscle memory. So it's something that if you were a dancer, they would talk about it. Like maybe you learned how to dance or you did something when you were younger. And then it's really easy to pick up as an adult because your muscles actually hold memory. So I guess your muscles actually hold memory of timelines that you've been on as well. And so we're releasing the muscle memory out of your body. Did you want to talk about that one, Ron? I find it to be kind of interesting.
Okay, yeah, the muscle memory is your, like your cellular memory. So you're hanging on to things in your muscles. So let's, I'll do a clearing here. So we'll do the clearing for your left arm, releasing, the muscle memory, from, maybe being hit, you know, it probably won't be more like a high school or elementary school thing where somebody, you know, maybe slugged your arm or something. You probably all have had that experience. So we're going to take that energy of that event, we'll say, that's the most harmful to you, which you may not even remember, and I'm going to release it out of your left arm. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And we'll see how you feel there. And, we'll see if we get any comments. I'll do the right arm now. here we go. Right arm energy. And your arm might be loosening up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, Michelle, we'll see if we have any comments on that. Maybe everybody's arms are a little bit looser now.
Thank you. Okay, good. Yeah, so just to clarify, that clearing, you're not looking for those anywhere. You're actually going to write those words in after your name and open them in seven different boxes. But then you're going to put the same situation, which is the timeline, in each situational box. So you have a couple different windows open on your computer, probably. Okay, if that's not clear, please do write back, and we will clarify on the next show. Okay, so the next person wrote in, and they said, I somehow lost the original CLS.com, or creationlightship.com page, with all the clearings on the right-hand side of the page under the key. I think they mean the left-hand side because the key is on the left-hand side, and I believe they might mean the free clearings. This only happened on my main CD, my main PC. It's still on my iPad and laptop. I'm not sure. That could be a setting or something, but when I look on the page myself, and it just comes up as how it is now, under the key it says recommended healings, and that's the same list that's always been there. And then the next one says 16 clearings bundle. I believe the only change with that is that now it's a $10 donation per month for any of those that you want to use. But we also wrote 16 clearings bundle as opposed to alien, whatever it used to be, free alien clearings. So that was the slight change. But if you click on that, that's all the same clearings that are in there. And every now and then I do like to mention that there is another free clearing, but it's listed under all clearings. And I believe it is for the Galactic Federation. And there's a couple different listings of Galactic Federation, but then there's one that the price is zero. And you guys can use that if you think you've been hooked up with the Galactic Federation. So if you've been meditating or praying anytime in your life, you might want to run that clearing. It's quite amazing. So, gosh, I hope that clears that up. And again, if it's still happening, do please let us know. Okay. So yeah, Ron, sorry, that was just a couple logistical things people were writing in. I like to clear those up so that the people know how to find things a little better. This one says, Ron, smiling is the good news, is the best good news that humanity on old Earth can have at this time. Oh, is that you're smiling? Awesome. It's a good sign when you're smiling, Ron.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. Well, this is an interesting one. I'm not quite sure what they're referring to. I probably heard it, but I don't quite remember. There was some story about an animal being butchered. I think somebody wrote in, they mentioned it. But this person is concerned for how is that different from the many animals that are butchered on factory farms. I don't think it used to be that way. I think it started in the 80s when factory farming took over, and I don't know how it is in other countries, but that is how it is in this country. So he's wondering, does the suffering and killing of animals affect us spiritually?
Well, I'm sure it could affect your energy system, as you're bringing in energy that is maybe fear, having trauma. That's about all that I could say. You know, you're surrounding yourself or eating that energy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, everybody has to eat something. And so, you know, I can't really say stop eating things that have been tortured, because you're not going to be able to find anything probably unless something is dead and you eat it already and it wasn't tortured before it died. So I don't get into food issues at all with people of what is the right type or wrong type of food to eat. Or, you know, ideally you should be just, you know, using your prana, your life force energy to sustain life. That's the way it used to be a long time ago. But aside from that, if you can't do that, then naturally you're going to have to eat something. And I'm sure even a blade of grass has pain. You know, trees have pain when they're cut down. You can feel the trauma and the energy from that. So anyway, I don't get into the issue of food. Just that if it is, bad as far as being tortured or trauma, that's going into your body. So you're living there too with that energy. So back to you.
Yeah. I think, people do care and they are making an effort, and there's a lot more farms and farming methods of people who are willing to let an animal live a fairly happy life and then at the end of their life, you know, allow it to be used for food in a respectful manner. And you could probably find farmers who do that.
You could buy a Merkaba from us. You know, mm-hmm. We sell those $15, and I think it's $5 postage. And that would take away the energy, you know, and make the food compatible to you. So that's the remedy if you wish to, have that to make all your food more body compatible. So back to you.
Yeah, so if you guys want to do that, I believe that there's an address on the website and it explains how to get those. So that would be a Merkaba that you would ask for. Okay, so let's see here. The next event that we have coming up is the Physical Body Rejuvenation Intensive. And as many of you know, it's 3 Sundays and 1 Saturday. And the dates are going to be, let's see here, May 12th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. Now that's a Sunday. But I highly suspect that one of those is a Saturday. So let me just go to my calendar here. So yeah, it looks like May 12th is the Saturday. And then the Sundays are the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. So it is Wednesday now, so it's going to be this Saturday. If you guys want to get on those calls, I'm sure you know how to do it, but if you don't, it's creationlightship.com, and it'll say right on the top, the intensive calls, and then if you click on there, it'll show you a way to pay through PayPal, or you can use a credit card, and then you can get those specific calls, or you can get all the calls that Ron does all month long in an entire package, which, if you've never done it, is a really good thing to do. Just to see what it's like and see what it can do for you. And then those can be done absentee if you can't make a call, but you will still be on the call. So how you want to do that, if you're not right there constantly naming your body part or situation that you want cleared out of you, you want to write a note to the light being. Hey, light being, please heal this. And you name the body part that you want the healing on, and Ron will work on that. So once you pay, your name is on the list, and you're being worked on whenever he's doing the conference calls, and they're really, really great. So highly suggest them. All right, so let's see here. Okay. Yeah, got a lot of good stuff. Okay, Ron Stop Time. Here is a 4-minute loop from Conscious Life Expo 2011, the Ascension Panel, Part 1 of 2. The speaker was Ron. In a YouTube video, I love this part and decided to loop it. Ron stops the conveyor belt of time and puts us in 0 point. Then he takes us to source energy, which is so peaceful. This will come in very handy when I find myself having crazy times. Hope you enjoy it too. It doesn't last too long. After only 4 minutes, everyone gets back to the mental realm. Okay, so it looks like there is a link here. I haven't checked it out yet, but I will. And how about we offer it to listeners on Friday's show, or if you want to write in and say, please send me the infinite looper or the time stop in the subject matter, please send me the time stop link. We can send that out. I would give the web address, but it's pretty long. So it might be easier to just email it back to people. And some of you may already have this, because I know that a long time ago we did have a time stop, and it's really short. It's just I'm stopping time. And many of you may already have it. So if you think I already have it, you probably don't need this one. But we will go over it again on Friday, hopefully. Okay. So let's see if we got other questions in here. Okay. So Ron wrote me back to say I have a certain amount of death barcodes on my apartment. So as you know, that Ron also does places that you live. So do I just write it on where I put my name and run the death barcode clearing? Ron was insistent on not running more death barcodes unless he says we have more. And I don't want to do that either. So.
Yeah, it doesn't go after your name. You could put it there on the unlimited. We'll see if we can get it added onto the unlimited death barcode page. So, maybe in a week it'll be, put up there. We'll see. We'll probably add your car and also your house or apartment or whatever you want to call it, your living space.
Perfect.
So back to you. And if not, just put it after your name on the unlimited version of the death barcode.
Yeah, so after your name. I know I've done it. I think I just wrote house. Oh, and that reminds me. So somebody did write in, and it says, I believe that they're moving, but they haven't moved yet, but they're feeling that their house is feeling abandoned. Now, I don't know if this person has had their house had the energy in it, like you did that on a special call a little while ago where you had us put creation lightship energy like in the paint, so your house actually feels really nice and peaceful. And but this person has been listening for a long time, so that may have occurred. Ron, what would you suggest?
Oh boy, are they trying to sell their house? Is that what it is, or what?
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says my house feels abandoned, and I haven't moved yet, but I'm moving soon. What should I do?
Maybe the energy is taken out of their house, so the house would feel abandoned. Then you should do a abandoned clearing on your house if you're sensing that, because I don't know. There's not enough information there. The person sold their house, and they have to be out of their house, we'll say, in a month from now because it's already sold. Then the house could feel abandoned because the new owners have not put their energy into it. So that's the way I would answer the question. So, you know, without having too much more. But anyway, that's the way to look at it. So you must have taken the energy out of your house, so it does feel abandoned, and it will feel that way. You may want to put peace energy in there, do a space clearing maybe for each particular room, including closets and cabinets, you know, a clearing for each one of those. So you'd go in and you'd pay for one clearing for like your living room, another clearing for your bedroom, another clearing for, you know, your cabinets or closets. You know, you may want to do all that to balance out the energy. You cannot do a space clearing for your whole house. You only do it room by room. So back to you.
Okay, good. And, you know, I've wondered, Ron, in case let's say I moved or something, but if somebody wanted to have that good energy in their new home, would we have to do another call, or would they just do a space clearing?
Well, I may be doing another call for, you know, cleaning out your house, doing the paint again. That's a possibility. the space clearing is not the same as what we did when we infused light into your house. The space clearing gives you peace. What we did before is infuse light, and that's completely different. And also, we put that energy in your paint, and we did one to bring you to have your house be put into the new earth. And that'll be another clearing that I may be doing at some point before the year's out here. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so Ron, the next person writes in that they had a friend over and they wanted to buy them a glass of divine water that was charged on your website. And they realized that the receipt would have their name on it from PayPal, and they were wondering, how can I get it to be light-coded for them? Would they buy it using the other person's name?
When you go into the clearing, you put the name in of the person doing the clearing. The payment is one thing, and doing the clearing is another, because you have to enter your name into it, or a name.
Right. And so they would put their friend's name in there, in that space?
Yeah, in the clearing itself, because all the clearings have, to my knowledge, all of them have a name that you're going to be clearing. Doesn't matter who paid for it. You have to put the name in of the person that the clearing is going to.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. Yeah, that's helpful. And they can just, and you know, whoever they have over, if they want to try that, I'm sure they'd realize what's going on. That this is, the water's good. It does make you feel better. Okay, the next person says, could you please explain the difference between the mental body clearing and the mind matrix barcodes removal? I had purchased the mind matrix barcodes removal back in 2013. Could I use the mind matrix barcode removal in place of the mental body clearing?
No, you can't. The barcode is a barcode. Much like all the other whole lifetime clearings will say, and there are bundle, we have a, you know, the bundle clearing for that, but it's not the same thing. A barcode stands alone on its own. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yes, they are totally separate things. So you want to clear that mental body, but any kind of barcodes were ways that the aliens were tracking you down. So they were able to check out your mental state as well, right?
Yeah. So if you're having a, you know, mental problem or something, you know, we have a couple clearings that can help people. One is the mind loop one. So that's where you have repetitive thoughts. The energies keep coming to you over and over again. And then we also have, the barcode clearing. And that one will tend to get rid of the energies being attached to you to give you the mental program. Okay. And then from there, you know, we have the mind matrix is how you're connected to the matrix energy. And the matrix energy would be, the energy, being in the matrix, being in collective consciousness. So there's a lot of clearings that, may sound kind of similar, but each one is different. So, you know, you need to kind of figure out which one you may want to get. And if not, just get a clearing, and they're all going to be different, and I'll help you, you know, in a different way. And, you know, I never put a clearing up for people who pray or who have prayed, you know. That should really be on the website, but you know, you may have to go into the special clearing. So if you're a past church person, where you are now, each time you pray, you're hooked up to the aliens because you're praying to something, you know, that you don't know where it's going. So, you know, you may want to do a whole lifetime clearing and get the unlimited clearing, you know, for when you have become prey to the aliens, when you prayed. So that's probably, a very important clearing. And also, dealing with church issues, you know, you want to do the alien baptism clearing. That one kicks butt. So you want to do that clearing also. Back to you.
Now, I don't know if you just mentioned this, but the mind looping too, isn't that to clear kind of feeling unhappy about finding yourself here on planet Earth again?
That's the energy that you encounter once you hit the deck and landed here, okay? So basically, you were with your mother's energy, you know, unless you're a hybrid and they, you know, have been taking you in and out of you know, your mother. But we'll just make it simple here. And so, you know, you're in that energy of your mother, good or bad, they're indifferent. Your mother could be in complete trauma during your pregnancy, so you're used to that. So you're born with all this trauma. But basically, to make it sound better, you know, you're with the energy of your mother, and that's very wonderful and nice. And I'm sure there's people out there who go, oh, God, you know, my mother was not that way to me, but we'll just say that it was, that she was the kindest, wonderfulest person on the planet. And you're inside of her and you're enjoying all that wonderful peace energy. No dramas and traumas and you feel great. So now all of a sudden the water breaks and you come washing out, flushing out of your mother, we'll say, you know, coming on down the birth canal. And all of a sudden you pop out, and during that process of coming out, you go, uh-oh, I think I've been here before, and it wasn't a good experience. And or you just don't remember that, and you come out, and now it's cold, and people are handling you, and you're being freaked out because you don't know these people, and you feel maybe all the octopus energy is coming into you from the doctors and the nurses touching you, and then you get poked and prodded and everything else goes on with you. That's the mind loop one query. So that would probably be, you know, the first experience of, we'll just kind of be nice about this, but the first experience of going to hell in your lifetime. So all of a sudden, that's the mind loop two query. So if you have problems with your birth or anything else, the mind loop two could definitely help you. So, back to you.
Okay. I'm just laughing as you're explaining it because I'm like, yeah, pretty much I know. But I have done that one, and boy, it's very interesting. It made it much easier for me to be here. I was like, you know what? It's okay. I'm here, and I'm just going to deal with that instead of being like, why am I here? Why did I come back? Now knowing, you know, it wasn't necessarily my choice and I am not at fault, but it is my responsibility to deal with what's going on. So, yeah, it really wasn't.
And the mind loop too, we don't talk about it that much, but that clearing, if you think about that, of what you experienced with birth trauma and everything else, the mind loop too could help you out a lot. And this is where, you know, all of a sudden you get imprinted, you know, with those head connectors so the aliens can hook up to you and everything else. So the mind loop too, even though we don't talk about it, could be a very, very, very important clearing to do. Because that's your first experience here, being connected to mind energy. And you're connected and they're connecting to you from the beyondo, all the alien energies that are here to entrap you. So that clearing probably is very, very important to do. So, back to you.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Things really changed for me after I did that one. So,
and I'll say something else about a clearing that we just sort of talk about, kind of take for granted. It's kind of neat to do. Not much money. That's the clearing that is the psychic billboard clearing.
Mm-hmm.
So to say the psychic billboard clearing is $20 a month if you're a newbie. That clearing is Source Energy's manifestation center. So you're actually able to manifest in light when you go into that clearing, and naturally on the clearing, you take away the darkness of different things that's bothering you or what you want to change, and then you bring it back into light. So that clearing is very, you know, that's light manifestation with that mind loop, with the boy. The psychic billboard.
Yeah.
Yep. Psychic billboard is Creation Lightship Manifestation Center. So that helps you to manifest what you would like to have happen in your life. And naturally, it can't be instant. But, you know, you people have had great results with it. You know, and I say take baby steps for what you want to manifest. And you move yourself from, you know, an alien program into source energy, creating your reality with light. So back to you.
Okay, great. All right. So, Ron, somebody has been noticing, they said, the timelines are really goofy. It felt like the ground was going to give way when I was biking. And that, I believe, was written today. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, everything's happening, really, things are goofy today and yesterday, yeah. So, yeah, the other day it looked like the timelines are wrapping themselves around people, probably because they were more free than the aliens wanted them to be. I did a clearing, worked on that to release those, timelines that were confining people. And then, stuff happened, a couple nights ago and today. So yeah, the timelines, are changing, I guess for the better, because they shouldn't have any timelines. Maybe that's their last stronghold. Or one of the last strongholds here with the mind matrix energies coming in and the people slash aliens in human bodies doing that process, trying to control other people. So I would say, you know, you may start to see more physical changes on the planet here. And then you have the volcano of Pele in Hawaii going off. You know, so things are active and changing. So back to you.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting because I know maybe just even 5 years ago, I had some friends who were considering buying a place near there and they would have been in the estates that lost a few houses. And it was like, oh, that volcano's always kind of flowing, but it's probably never going to blow. And, you know, it's just normal. But yeah, things are really changing. It's probably nothing that could have been foreseen, but major things are happening. So. That's kind of good. Not saying that that was a good event to happen, but it's probably good that things are changing. And I was just thinking about the person who called in. I know that, or wrote in, it is their concern about the welfare of animals, and I believe there's a lot of kindness and love behind that. It's a timeline that we're all on, that there are factory farms, because before that, farmers, you know, were very good to their animals, took care of their animals, understanding that at the end of their life, you know, they would be used for food, but they still allow their animals to have a good food or to have a good life. So maybe that is a timeline that we're all on, and you could crash factory farming. Okay, so this next one, Ron, says, if someone has bought the spirit barcode clearing and they've used it, and then they die for any reason, that means they're pretty much able to be on the creation light ship?
And once you buy that clearing for yourself or someone else, automatically when the body dies, the spirit is taken to source energy. It's no longer going to go through the reincarnation process.
Good. But I believe that the purpose of doing a lot of this work with you is to ascend, meaning you're going to take your entire body. So, you know, the ultimate goal is to get your whole self out of here and then you can still have that body. Right? Is that correct or not?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Most people don't care about their bodies too much, so they just want to work with their spirit so they don't come back here again.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, pretty sad and unfortunate that people don't care to save their body. The only way you can save it is to do clearing, is to clean out the densities out of it. And remember, those same densities are transferred to your spirit anyway. So the more you clean your body, and the more you're cleaning your spirit. And then also, your body does have a different spirit that keeps it alive. And so, and that's not the mind of the body energy. You actually have two spirits in your body. You have one that's with the body, and then you have one that looks out of your eyes. And the one that people talk about is the one that looks out of your eyes all the time. And they don't consider the other one, and they don't consider the actual energy, and, you know, how long your physical body has been here on this planet, because it's a creation of genetics. So, then your body would love to leave here. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting. So I was listening to a different speaker recently, and he was, he doesn't deal with anything that you quite do, but it's more like he was saying when people are disembodied, like they're not taking care of their body or in some way, and for good reason, maybe they had something happen and it wasn't a comfortable place for them to be anymore. But he said at some point the person needs to decide to be here and to be in their body. And it's an agreement that I agree to be here and to deal with what I have been given. So it kind of goes back to doing that mind loop too.
Yeah. I don't agree with that scenario at all, because you don't agree to come here.
Right.
You're forced to come here.
We don't agree to come here, but we are here. So you have to take care
of
your
body. You are here and you have to make the best of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the mind loop two clearing would get rid of all that energy of like going, oh, why am I here? And then you do the mind loop two clearing, then all of a sudden you're like, all right, well, you know, let's deal with what we got here. And, you know, you have this great website that has all these healings that can basically take care of almost any scenario that you could possibly be dealing with to heal your body. So you kind of have all the tools right here to do it. You know, we all understand that it's a struggle to be here, for sure. Okay, so let's see here. The one I'm looking at right here is a little bit longer, so I'm going to leave that. And let's see here. Oh, Ron, people are asking for your videos from the last couple episodes. Let's see. They say they always really enjoy watching them.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do on that. So I can find some time to do that in the next couple of weeks here.
Okay,
we
great.
Shall see. Okay.
Yeah, I know they're always, they're often filmed. It's just a matter of finding the time to download them and, you know, make sure they're ready to be seen. Okay, this one is also asking for that too. So hopefully we'll see those at some point. Okay, let's see here. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else. Ron, is there any clearings that you would want to do?
Yeah, I'll do one for people's, something inside of your mouth. Gums, teeth, tongue, maybe you have a sore throat. So here we go. So you need to think of something that you're dealing with. And the reason why you have to think of it, because thinking is darkness energy. And the darkness energy is what you're dealing with for having a situation. Remember, there's no mind energy or thoughts at all in source energy. So you're using darkness, and the darkness created your condition. And we're going to look at that now. Or you're going to look at the darkness that you have, like maybe a toothache, cavity or something, a canker sore or whatever that's created by that. And we'll see if we can help you out with it. So here we go. Bringing in peace energy to take away that particular program, the timeline, same thing, program, timeline, parallel life that you have this on. And we'll see if we can replace that with peace so that it's no longer with you. What happens here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll count to 100 because this is somebody out there must have a really bad situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see if that helps you. And if it does, don't look back on the situation that you had 5 minutes ago, because you can recreate and bring that timeline back to you. And what we just got through doing will be null and void. So you want to walk away from this, walk away by Renee, and know that the energy that you're feeling now is with you in the present moment, and your past does not have an effect or hold on you unless you want to recreate it. And that's your choice, too. So back to you.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. I think that was a pretty heavy one, but it feels great now. So, all right. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah. The brain cell rejuvenation call. Wasn't that fun? Somebody wrote in, let's see, it was a little explanation about it, about how they felt. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. Thank you for all you do for humanity. And thank you, Ron, our Divine Father of all creation. Two Satoshis from Little Me. Experiences and observations. Okay. This person writes, I was awake and feeling my physical body laying on the bed when Ron started clearing the partition number 5 in our brain. Then I lost feeling of my body and any resemblance that I belong here on Earth. Just feeling of friendship, caring, and healing all around and within me, I felt that I have a body, yet not this one laying down on earthly bed. Interesting. Then my next earthly awareness was partition number 10. So I suddenly hear my mind creating judgment. What? I thought. He just skipped 6, 7, 8, and 9 partition. Does he know that, you know, he skipped those? Then my CLS self said, you know, stop being judgmental. And he basically felt like, you know, two parts were saying, like, you know, judging something and then saying, well, just let it go, you know. I just shrugged it off, and I said something like, I guess I should sleep again. And I did fall into a deep sleep while watching myself like a little lamb. Okay, then I hear clearing partition number 15. And my earthly mind again starts getting, you know, judgmental. And then they've heard a big crack in my physical head. The sound and feeling that it was like a piece of wood was cracked in half. There was no pain. It was just very loud and strong. It was a feeling that something got broken in my physical brain, somewhere in the middle of my skull. Then I went off with no judgment, sleeping, and awakening every 5 partitions that Ron was healing on me. So my observation, it seems that Ron broke out of my brain judgment, wooden planks, or cement inlays that I felt through my life. And tomorrow after this session, it was truly amazing the next day. Kind of dizzy, and I feel that my brain is coming back into my skull on the right place. Yet what triggered me to write this note was my creativity had an epiphany. I could not stop writing poems, posts, videos, and it still keeps on going. It's a little bit intense, yet very, very strong in my intent to just create. Okay, they're wondering if is it, was it the healing? or they're just feeling poetic. So all I say, wow, I guess we are at the most perfect place and time in our sleepy lives. We are at the moment of becoming real. We are the ones who start living in the now. We are the ones who know Creator of us all. Very
good. Yeah, it sounds very good. So it sounds like going in and out of being in the moment versus being in on a timeline, or, you know, being in the mind process of thinking and then being switched over to the now. Very good.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Quite an incredible observation that they had such a process in it, that they remembered this part and then they remembered this part. And, you know, I wonder if they fell asleep in between or if you had skipped those. I personally don't remember. But that's very interesting. But, you know, the great thing is they felt super creative afterwards. So how cool is that?
I wonder if we have any testimonials, kind of going sideways here, but I did the air cushion, the other day. If anybody, is still feeling them, you know, activated, we'll say, you know, underneath their feet. So we'll just see if we have anybody, responding to that, just curious here. So back to you.
Well, I know I've been standing a lot lately and I feel perfectly fine. Whereas normally I would be like, wow, this is a long time to stand. But yeah, I've been feeling perfectly fine. So I think it has to do with that. Okay. It does look like somebody is writing in saying, we might have a video for you guys soon on the website or on YouTube. Okay. And, oops. So I'm just going to mention again, for our listeners, our new email address is cblsquestions@bbsradio.com. Okay.
So I guess I'll talk about Deb Barkhouse. I've been getting lots of emails for people doing the Deb Barkhouse. So if you're a newbie, I'll kind of talk about that. Somehow when you're first born, before you come here, you know, you have your light path, whatever that would be. And the aliens give you that light path and they sort of pick a particular date when they want you to leave here. And, you know, that would be your final death barcode. So you do have other death barcodes they put in place, and they're normally in place upon your birth. You can pick up additional ones, you know, but we'll just talk about the original ones that you have. So originally you probably have maybe 3 to 6 death barcodes. That's very, very common. And, then as each time you hit a death barcode, when you hit the first one, That's the time that you're supposed to die. So we'll just say you have one at the age of 18. And so, maybe for some reason you're, very athletic. Maybe you climb mountains, you know, maybe you do stuff, daredevil things. Maybe you're on the football team or whatever. You know, maybe you like driving fast in the car. And that first one is there. And that's when you're supposed to have a wreck or a problem and kill yourself. So that's number one. And a lot of times you don't, you know, have the first one hit itself off, right? And so you, luckily if you don't hurt yourself or have a problem for the rest of your life with maybe, you know, a broken arm or, you know, a wrist that has pins in it or something where it's painful throughout your whole life, maybe you just had a close call and you're perfectly fine. So normally you lose about a third of your energy on the first death barcode. And then from there, the second one kicks in, and the third one, and, you know, the last one, whatever that would be, is when you die, when they take you out. So you can, you know, get more of them coming to you. So when you first do it, you pay for the death barcode clearing. And that clearing, in a sense, would be unlimited to you. So we'll say that you send me an email, you pay for it. And, I say, oh, you got 3 death barcodes. And then maybe a year later, you send me an email and say, Ron, do I have any more death barcodes? I did 3 when I first did this. And I go, yeah, you have 1 more. Well, you don't have to pay for that clearing over again. You can just go in there and do number 4 death barcode, and you're good to go. Now, the option on the death barcode is you get the unlimited version, and that gives you more options, because you can do your stress death barcode, your depression. I think fear is in there. So you have maybe 3. We'll add some more to that. And you could also do your house and your car, okay, which is not listed. And I'll try to get those put in there. And so that's for you just to check on. I do have some people sending me stuff maybe every couple of weeks. I just can't answer them that quickly. I would like to have them if you are curious and you think you have something, at least do it every 2 months. Because, you know, getting like 50 emails of people asking me this, it just takes too much of my time up. So it's a way to do it every 2 months to see where you are. If you did feel like, yeah, well, I almost got into a car wreck, then you know you probably have one. And just say, Ron, I almost got into a car wreck today. Do I have a death barcode on it? And you may or may not have it. Okay? So, you know, that's the optional version of that, of the unlimited death barcode. So just for yourself, picking one up, that one doesn't cost you anything, but the other options will do that. You need to pay for those, and that's where you're actually going in, you know, and do your house and your car and other things on it. And once you get those things released, you feel better. I've had people mentioning that they did their car, and the car drives better. Or they bought a used car, and it, you know, was full of trauma because the person driving it, you know, was a bad driver, and actually there's lots of death barcodes on the car. So, and that's associated with you when you get in there. So that's, kind of what I could say about, you know, the unlimited version of that. And it's $50 additional. And if you are going to send me something, with the unlimited, I need to know, you know, your car, you know, what kind of car is it? Make and model and year. And I also need your house address. And there are people that have sent, like 2 houses. Maybe they have a vacation house or something. Or maybe they live in the house on the weekends. Then they have to commute to work and they have a little apartment in the city that they live in. So I could do both of those for you. You know, but I need to know the address to tune into it. So back to you. Looks like our time is coming close here. We got about 2 minutes to go here. So are you there, Michelle? You might be muted.
Okay. So we only have 1 minute basically. So somebody wrote in, they said the shock of arriving on Earth. Ron gave a great description of what happened and how we feel about our arrival here on this planet. Thank you very much for that description. So true. Okay, and that's about it, Ron. I think.
Okay, so we'll continue on here. So we'll do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I'll command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. I mean, that's in the present moment. Want to be real in the present moment here. So we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okay, so thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes helping out. Thank you, BBS. And also, thanks to all you callers and people who sent in emails. And also, thank you for listening. See you later. Blessings.